Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Microsoft Copilot for Dummies by Chris Minnick is a practical guide to using Microsoft Copilot, the AI assistant built into Windows, Microsoft 360, and major productivity applications such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and Teams. Published in the For Dummies technology series, the book is written for readers who want usable instruction rather than a technical theory of artificial intelligence. Its purpose is to explain how Copilot can support everyday work through natural language prompts, document creation, data analysis, communication, presentations, project support, and workflow automation. Minnick, an experienced author, programmer, and technology instructor, approaches Copilot as both a standalone assistant and an integrated layer inside familiar Microsoft tools. The book emphasizes step-by-step learning, practical examples, prompt writing, customization, plugins, and troubleshooting. Its central value lies in helping non-specialists understand what Copilot can realistically do, how to ask for useful results, and how to evaluate AI-generated output. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Copilot-friendly prompting as the foundation of useful AI results. A central topic in Microsoft Copilot for Dummies is prompt writing because Copilot depends on the quality of user instructions. The book treats prompting not as a technical trick, but as a practical communication skill. Readers learn that vague requests tend to produce generic answers, while specific prompts can guide Copilot toward a desired format, tone, purpose, audience, or source context. This matters because Copilot is embedded in work tools where output must often be immediately usable, such as a draft email, meeting summary, spreadsheet explanation, or presentation outline. The guide also notes that Copilot can be prompted through text or voice, which broadens its use for people who prefer spoken interaction or need quick assistance while working. The emphasis is on reliability rather than novelty. A well-formed prompt defines the task, supplies relevant background, and indicates the expected result. By framing prompting this way, the book gives beginners a repeatable method for improving AI output without requiring knowledge of machine learning or software development. Secondly, using Copilot inside Microsoft 365 applications rather than as a separate chatbot. The book stands out by focusing on Copilot, where many readers will actually use it inside Microsoft 365 applications. Instead of presenting AI as an isolated conversational tool, Minnick explains how Copilot changes routine work in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and Teams. In Word, this can involve drafting, rewriting, summarizing, or shaping documents. In Excel, Copilot can help interpret data, identify patterns, and create explanations that make spreadsheets easier to understand. In PowerPoint, it can assist with turning ideas or documents into presentation structures. In Outlook, it can support email drafting and message summarization. In Teams, it can help users work with meeting content and collaborative information. The significance of this application-based approach is that Copilot becomes part of existing workflows, rather than a new system users must adopt separately. The book, therefore, teaches readers to think about AI assistants in context: what information is already available in the app, what task needs support, and how the generated output should be refined before use. Thirdly, customization and plugins for adapting Copilot to specific work needs. Another important theme is the ability to adapt Copilot beyond default responses. The book introduces customization as a way to make the assistant more relevant to individual tasks, professional habits, and organizational expectations. This is important because workplace users often need AI output that fits a particular role, style, project, or data environment. A generic answer may be useful for orientation, but a customized interaction can save time by aligning Copilot with the way a person actually works. The guide also discusses plugins as a method for extending Copilot functionality. Plugins matter because they can connect AI assistants to additional services or task types, making Copilot more than a simple writing or summarizing tool. Minnick presents this topic in a practical manner, focusing on what users can do with customization rather than on the underlying architecture. The takeaway is that Copilot should not be treated as a fixed product with one mode of operation. Its value increases when users learn how to configure, extend, and direct it toward recurring needs. Fourthly, applying Copilot to concrete tasks such as analysis, presentations, projects, and images, Microsoft Copilot for Dummies gives attention to real use cases rather than only describing features. The book connects Copilot to tasks such as content creation, data analysis, project management, presentations, email work, coding assistance, and image-related activities. This task-based organization is useful because readers usually approach AI with a problem to solve, not with an interest in a menu of functions. For example, a professional may need to summarize project information, Turn notes into an action plan, prepare a slide deck, draft a response, or interpret a spreadsheet. Copilot can assist with these steps, but the user still needs to provide direction and review the result. The book, therefore, positions AI as a productivity aid that reduces friction in common workflows. It does not suggest that Copilot removes judgment or expertise. Instead, it shows how the assistant can handle first drafts, structure information, propose options, and speed up repetitive work. This framing helps readers identify practical opportunities for Copilot without assuming that every task should be automated. Lastly, troubleshooting and evaluating Copilot output before relying on it, the book also addresses the practical reality that AI tools sometimes produce incomplete, irrelevant, or relevant or poorly framed results. Troubleshooting is important because Copilot is useful only when readers know how to respond to weak output. The guide encourages an iterative approach: revise the prompt, add context, narrow the request, ask for a different format, or clarify the intended audience. This turns failure into part of the workflow rather than a reason to abandon the tool. Evaluation is equally important. Copilot can draft and summarize, but users remain responsible for checking accuracy, appropriateness, and completeness. In business and academic settings, this review step protects against errors and ensures that AI-generated material fits the actual situation. The book is not a deep study of AI risks, but its practical orientation implicitly teaches cautious use. Readers learn that productivity gains come from combining Copilot assistance with human oversight. This topic is especially valuable for beginners, who may either overtrust AI output or dismiss the tool too quickly after an unsatisfactory first response. In conclusion, Microsoft Copilot for Dummies is best suited for professionals, students, home users, and Microsoft 365 users who want a clear entry point into AI-assisted productivity. It is especially relevant for people who already work in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Teams, or Windows, and want to understand how Copilot fits into familiar routines. The practical benefit is immediate readers can learn how to write better prompts, create drafts faster, analyze information more efficiently, summarize communication, prepare presentations, and refine outputs through iteration. The intellectual benefit is a grounded understanding of what workplace AI is good at and where human review remains necessary. Compared with broader AI books, this guide stands out because it narrows the subject to the Microsoft ecosystem and explains Copilot through concrete application contexts. Compared with highly technical AI resources, it is more accessible and less concerned with model architecture. Compared with short online tips, it offers a more organized path from basic prompting to customization, plugins, task use cases, and troubleshooting. Its strongest differentiator is its focus on making Copilot usable inside everyday work, rather than treating AI as a separate technology trend. If you would like to support Chris Minnick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.